Today's segment
Blog Talk Radio.
Marked by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating over 20 years of restoring, rebuilding, and renewing consumers' credit all over the nation. If you or someone you know need help with their credit, visit our sites at youtube.com/ThumaGirt, as well as Facebook, Credit Repair Education Services, Consumer Advocacy, and you'll be glad you did. Give them a call today. Their local number is 910-813-8525, or you can email them at crestservices@outlook.com. You'll be glad you did. Today's segment of the McGirt Show is sponsored by CarBuddy Corporation. Easier global mobility access with the patented CarBuddy. Check them out today at the CarBuddy Global Mobility Access Pass on Facebook as well as Twitter. You'll be glad you did. Also on today, we have a wonderful guest all the way from London, England, United Kingdom, who is also a fan of the McGirt Show Global Media, and he is going to be our special guest today to promote his kids' author book that he does that celebrates the lives of young kids dealing with foster care and adoption, which is a trailblazing example, sharing his journey as a child who was in foster care and had to deal with living through the life of an adopted child. In this episode, you hear his powerful story. Let's take it into that right now.
Hi, my name is Bob McGirt, host of the McGirt Show Global Media on blogtalkradio.com/YouTube.com/McGirt, Instagram, the McGirt Show. We want to thank our guests today, our listeners. You can reach us each week at area code 619-924-0898. You can email us, the McGirt Show at Outlook.com. We're indeed honored and happy to have with us all the way from London, England, in the UK, Tony Thompson, an author and a social media friend of the McGirt Show Global Media. We welcome you, Mr. Thompson, to the McGirt Show Global Media.
Thank you very much. It's a good to be on the show.
So happy to have you. Kind of share with the listeners a little bit about you, your upbringing, and who you are, and what inspired you to become an author.
Well, that's a really good question. Well, basically, I was raised in an orphanage in the east of London. I spent my first 2 years in a private baby home, but that was closed by the social services and the police. Then my mother was asked, what do you like to do with the child? And so I was put in an orphanage in Watford Bridge on the outskirts of East London, and I stayed there until I was 14. Then my mother got her life together, and I went to live with her and my stepfather, and I stayed with them until I was old enough to leave, because I felt that I wasn't really getting on with my stepfather, so I left and went to live with some friends, and from there I got my own apartment after living with friends for a couple of years, and then basically while I was at my apartment, I did quite a few odd jobs and things until I finally settled into teaching, and I became a high school teacher, and I was a teacher for 20 odd years. And in the meantime, I met a lovely woman, and I married her, and we have two lovely boys.
That's all in a nutshell. But yes. There's, lots of other things in between.
Yes.
Yes. Kind of share with us, because you raised a very powerful and compelling issue brought up in an orphanage. When you were able to really unite with your mother, kind of take us into that. What was going through your mind and your emotions when you were able to reunite with your mother?
Well, in the build-up to reuniting with my mother, I was Of the Questions, and I asked her a lot of questions, why did you come in, and who was my father? to Because that's a two-year system that are in the system. But yes, we do.
In part by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating over 20 years, now in our 20th year of rebuilding, restoring, and repairing people's credit bureaus free from negative information that is sometimes erroneous and causing them to have low scores. If you or someone you know needs help with their credit, call today at 910-813-8525 or email them at CrestServices@Outlook.com. You'd be glad you did. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau over 18 years consecutively. Give them a call today. You'd be glad you did.